Hey.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number 855-453 as we launch here into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com as we continue here with you and your thoughts. We'll go to the phones first, and if we get a chance, we'll talk about gouging, specifically for gasoline, as is allegedly happening in the New York and New Jersey area. I support it. And Mark, I imagine you do as well. We'll explain why we support gouging.
Sound economic principle.
Here in a moment. But first, we'll go to the phones and you and your thoughts. We've got Ted on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how you doing? Steve?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out why the candidate. I am a Republican all my life. I know y'all made a comment about all your life, but I have been. But that's not what the issue is. I'm trying to find out why the candidates do not go on the TV live. I remember as a child, I think. I may be wrong. I'm 60 years old. That the candidates used to go on television and actually talk. You know, like I guess they had to pay for it. And I guess they got plenty of money to waste on crap coming in the mail, you know, all the stuff every day in the mail. I like to hear the candidates talk themselves.
Aren't they live when the debates happen?
Yeah, but I'm talking about without the debate. They're gone and done.
So what do you want? What do you want them to do live?
You mean like an interview format?
Right. Well, not so much just in live advertisement, so to speak, or just some advertisements where Mitt Romney, Obama is actually talking to the television, you know, to the camera instead of some little snippets they use, you know. Yeah, and then
you want more than a 30-second commercial or something like that.
Yeah,
you
want a commercial that the man does speaking. I don't care if it's scripted or not. Why don't they speak? Because the more Romney speaks, the more people like him anyway.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, the more politicians speak, the more I want to turn it off because they're all a bunch of liars and thieves and crooks.
Well,
not to mention
all
murderers.
In that category, and it's always what it is. You have to pick the worst of the two evils.
I don't, actually. You can actually choose to vote for none of the above. You can vote for a third-party candidate like Gary Johnson from the Libertarians, like Jill Stein from the Green Party.
Well, I guess I was raised not to throw my vote away, you know. You got to vote for something. You got to try to.
Gary Johnson, Jill Stein.
Let me explain the math behind it. Now, I disagree with my partner here on the not voting for the lesser of two evils. I think when anybody votes for a candidate, they're always voting for the lesser of evils.
But he said you could only pick one or the other.
Right, and I disagree with that because the fact is you've got one vote. Mitt Romney is either going to win or lose. Where are you calling from? New York?
Virginia.
Virginia?
No, Virginia.
He's either going to win or lose Virginia, but he's not going to win or lose Virginia by one vote. So whatever the amount of votes, more than one is a wasted vote because one vote is all it takes to win Virginia. And all the votes for the other candidate are wasted because the fact is they lost. So if you vote your conscience, if that conscience is Republican, then vote Republican. But if you vote your conscience, then you'll never waste your vote.
Right, and that's what I do. I vote my conscience. But back to my original question is, why don't they do a live, almost like a fireside chat, you know, where they...
Because they don't want to be heard. I mean, these people, they...
I don't think so.
I disagree. I think that the fact is they give lots of political stump speeches out there. C-SPAN probably carries some of them live.
The more they talk, the more they contradict themselves.
I think it's bad television, really, when it comes down to it. Television has come down to what the American people, I guess, can handle, which is, you know, 2 and 3 minute news segments, and that's all they can stomach at any given time or whatever, and that's...
I don't know if that's true, Mark. I think that's the TV viewing audience is a different audience than the YouTube audience.
Mm-hmm.
TV viewers are more likely to sit down for a half an hour or hour-long presentation, whereas a YouTube viewer can't handle anything longer than 2 to 5 minutes, typically. So there's a difference between the two.
There is ample opportunity for, especially in New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, where you know these early voting states, for the candidates to have live presentations. If these agencies wanted to put them up, they certainly could.
Just to clarify, Ted, do you want this candidate, these candidate TV shows that you're talking about, do you want them to just blather on to a camera, or do you want somebody there asking challenging questions?
Either way they want to do it, but I'm talking about just these commercials they run for 30 seconds. They just take snips out of their stump speeches, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight, Ted. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, if it's them just blathering for a half an hour, then yeah, they'll talk about that. But what they don't want to do, when I was saying they didn't want to talk, I meant they didn't want to talk to somebody who might actually ask them a tough question.
Want tough questions.
Right.
And that was evidenced by the debate that went on, the last debate where supposedly they were getting in questions from the people. They had some people from the audience that they handpicked.
Yeah.
Then they had their questions asked ahead of time and approved,
right.
And it was in the contract, the 27-page document or something like that, I don't remember exactly the number, but it was a rather long contract that both candidates signed, that if one of these people deviated from their question, that they'd be pulled off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is that these questions were essentially written by the candidates because they were approved by the candidates, and the people couldn't ask anything else. So the idea that the people were speaking to the candidates is patently preposterous.
But really, I mean, I get it, man. If you like Democrats and Republicans, no matter what they serve up, then just do whatever you're going to vote, whatever you're going to vote for.
We got what we got.
Why do you want to hear what they have to say? What are they going to say that's new and fresh? Are they going to really bring you some sort of new ideas, something unique, something revolutionary?
Right. Well, I mean, you saw what Hope and Change brought you. Just another Democrat.
Bush the Third is what Hope and Change brought us.
Honestly,
Obama is George W. Bush the Third.
Another centrist, and that's essentially what tends to come out of this.
A centrist? I mean, what does that even mean, Mark?
A centrist means they want big government programs from both the right and the left.
Okay, because you got to be careful when you use terms like that. Because somebody might listen to you say centrist and think that means they're moderate or something like that. And these people, whether it's George Bush or Barack Obama, are not moderate. They want to control your life in every single aspect.
As far as I'm concerned, bipartisanship means, here it comes again.
Bend over. Let's continue here with Abel listening in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. It's great to get through to you guys.
Go ahead, sir.
I wanted to bring up, first of all, Mark, they don't own the roads. The roads are owned, in common by all of us. They didn't get anything without stealing it from us.
Agreed,
there has been, you have to just Google it, all of the high court decisions establish a right of travel, and there is no decision that removed the right of travel. What removed the right of travel was people's acquiescence to a driving activity, which is
as soon as people started to take the license, as soon as people accepted the idea that they had to be licensed in order to travel, that's what ruined it, right?
It was voluntary when they first started giving out licenses. You can get one, you don't have to have one, it's like an ID or whatever,
figures.
And then next thing we're going to throw you in jail if you don't have one of these, and the right to travel is an established and inalienable right that
they've alienated that.
Exactly.
It's thoroughly alienated.
Voluntary is just great. I think that like the earlier guy said, that it's a thing that we all need to do. Not all of us, but we ought to be thinking about doing it.
No, but if you have the ability to open carry, it's a good thing to do, in my opinion, because as was suggested earlier, it does acclimate people to the to seeing guns out and about. And if people are used to that, then they're less likely to be freaked out by it the next time they see it.
Yeah.
And we've had that here in New Hampshire for a long time. It's not perfect here in New Hampshire because there is still the shall issue concealed carry permitting process, which Vermont doesn't have. In Vermont, as I understand it, you can just conceal carry, no problem, no permit necessary. So hopefully we'll see some change on that front at some point here in New Hampshire.
Well, I've yet to announce to any of my local constabulary that I'm a gun owner, so I'd rather not do that.
No, I agree. No, I think that we need to see a repeal of the concealed carry permit and make it so that anybody can conceal if they want. Abel, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gouging coming up. We got a chance. Your calls come first, though, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Open phones every single night of the week here on Free Talk Live. Celebrating our 10th anniversary tonight. 1-855.
Cheers.
That's right, 10. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. Secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe.
There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity.
A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Well, don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you would like. Toll-free number is 855-453. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-3733 and online as well. We've got news updates for you. Should you like to receive them, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up for the email version of the news updates, which is the best way to get the latest about the show. But also, there's Twitter and Facebook, so maybe you prefer to get information that way. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and then you'll get more than just news about the show. You'll also get updates during the program, and we'll ask questions or post show prep, and that sort of thing. You can interact with us even further that way. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the emails. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook all through that very same page, news.freetalklive.com.
With Hurricane Sandy, or whatever it was called by the time it made landfall, the cyclonic event formerly known as Hurricane Sandy, a lot of people are thinking about sort of preparedness. Now, prepping has been in the news for a few years now, since the economic downturn occurred. A lot of people are very concerned with what are they going to do if something terrible happens. We don't know what this terrible thing is that kind of sits out there in this weird, you know, netherworld. Is it a weather disaster? Is it some kind of nuclear event? Is it an EMP that goes along with a nuclear weapon? Is it a total financial collapse? Who knows what people are talking about.
Or maybe it's just some swamped roads and the inability to get gasoline somewhere.
That's right. And all these situations can be handled with preparedness. A guide for people who want to be prepared is strategicsurvival.com. This is an exhaustive book that will give you scenario-based survival tips. It's not just, you know, one kind of just survivalism for survivalism's sake. It tells you, you know, step by step, brand names, items to get, what you need, why you need it, and even gives you tips on practicing and that kind of thing. It'll help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and your family, and what you can do about it. It's strategicsurvival.com. It's a great book. We've got one right here in the studio, strategicsurvival.com.
Johnny Ray recommends that. Let's continue here and go to Barry.
Yeah, what I've read, I recommend. I haven't read the whole thing all the way through.
Barry is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Barry.
Hi, how are y'all today?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'm a former military police officer. I served for 10 years. I'm a conservative. I am also extremely small government. I believe that the people should have the right to govern themselves in a small unity, or community, rather. And if they want to, I don't know, if they want to grow marijuana, then the federal, state, or county in this state should not be able to overrule that.
You're an unusual conservative. Most people calling themselves conservatives would not make a statement like that.
Well, probably. Go ahead.
I just want to kind of find out more about what you believe. So, sure. Okay, I can grow marijuana. Can I hold hands with another man?
Sure.
And can I marry that other man?
To me, marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, it doesn't. I don't care who you date, who you live with, or who you, I don't know, want to quote marry. That's not up to me. But I don't want to water down the sanctity of marriage. Marriage is not a... Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. Are you aware that George and Martha Washington didn't have a marriage license?
No, but that doesn't bother me if they did or did not.
Do you think the government should hand out marriage licenses? Should people have to ask permission and get a form filled out and give money to the state in order to consider themselves married?
No.
So therefore, if I, you know, I'm not gay, but if I were, and I wanted to get married, if I just went to a church and they decided, you know, if it was a Unitarian church, for instance, and they consented, and my partner and I consented, would that be all right?
That's between you and your church and your God. I don't think the state has any business handing out benefits just because you are, quote, married.
Okay. Very good. Barry?
This all began when taxes came into existence and the federal government started growing. I, I believe in government. We need a federal government.
Oh, I disagree with that.
What do you think we need the federal government for?
Well, we need to handle our Congress, between our 50 states. We need an entity to say, yeah, this is fair and this is not fair. We need go ahead.
Do you think the European Union is better off or worse off? The countries within the European Union are better off or worse off with an overriding federal entity?
Worse off.
Yeah, I wonder to myself, why is it, certainly under the Articles of Confederation, there were some arguments between the states, but there still are. We need here, 50 states in this country need a federal overarching government that's going to work better than, say, 20-something states in Europe where it works worse.
I don't get me started on the war between the states because those states had every right to secede from the Union. Know which state wanted to secede from the Union first?
West Virginia?
No.
Well, actually, there were some New England states that wanted to.
Interesting.
Yeah, I believe it was Massachusetts because it had something to do with the armies up there, and nobody would help them out. But Massachusetts said, fine, we'll just secede.
So let me see if I've got it. I just want to make sure I'm understanding you, Barry. You support the idea of having a federal government, but on the other hand, you think the European government European Union was not helpful for those states over there. But yet at the same time, you wouldn't oppose it if, say, New Hampshire wanted to secede.
Correct. I believe in a small, small, small federal government.
Yeah, that's going to happen, right?
Well, I know. But I believe the state have the right to say federal, no, we don't want
okay.
that.
So if you could, tomorrow, let's say tomorrow morning, you could press a button and make West Virginia secede. Like, everybody would all of a sudden want to secede, and it would happen. It would be peaceful. Would you press the button?
Yes.
All right. Well, you're my kind of guy, Barry. I appreciate hearing from you.
By the way, Barry, you're not a conservative. Yeah. You're a libertarian.
You don't sound anything like a conservative to me. Check out libertarianism, and I appreciate your call and your time tonight. 855-450-FREE.
Many people who call themselves conservatives.
A lot of liberals, too.
As you can see, with a certain amount of questions, and liberals, too, really are.
Because libertarian used to mean what liberal used to mean, or does mean, sort of what liberals
right. A paleoconservative or a classical liberal, both of these terms essentially mean what is called today a libertarian.
And the general concept would be that, libertarians are socially liberal but fiscally conservative.
Right. They believe that that you own yourself and that, no one has a higher claim of ownership over you, that you are the sovereign individual.
And we, Mark, although I don't really like the term libertarian for myself, despite the fact that I am running as a libertarian for a state house race here in New Hampshire.
I think it's somewhat confusing. People don't know what I mean.
We on this program support gouging, and we'll explain why if we get a chance here coming up. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sounds shocking. We'll give you some details here. And, of course, you can call in about anything that you want. 1-855-453, take control. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Vanelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we'll continue taking your phone calls. Also, if we get a chance to talk about why we support gouging here on this program, 1-855-450-3733. But first,
Bitcoins, they are a new currency. A new type of money. They're money for the internet. They're an online peer-to-peer, open-source currency that allows you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. You can send any money anywhere in the world, and if somebody has the ability to receive it, then you can send them money, and you can send it with no fee at all. They're amazing things. As a matter of fact, if you go to blockchain.info, then you can get one of their online wallets in which to keep your bitcoins, and you can send bitcoins to people via their email, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. Imagine being able to send money without having to pay any fees. This is a huge, and to have complete control over your bank account. The money that you have in the bank, you don't have control over it. The bank does. If for whatever reason some governmental agency or some even foreign governments, in a lot of cases this happens, will come to the bank and say they want to freeze your account, the bank will freeze your account. You can't tell me you've got control of your money. Bitcoin gives you control of your money.
Yep.
If you want to find out more about Bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org. And if you want to get a Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.info.
I got a sweet deal on some Bitcoins today, Mark. The price was like $10.69 on the market.
Yep.
I got them for $10.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Because a guy locally was looking to cash in, and he needed them fast. So I made an offer. Boom. And it's that fast to transfer bitcoins. I mean, you don't have to, there's no gatekeepers. You literally just type in the address or punch in the address, paste it, usually, because you don't want to type it, copy and paste the address of whoever it is you're sending them to, and then click the send button, and instantaneously they are removed and put into that person's account after less than 20 minutes. That change is verified. It's confirmed multiple times
but
on the network.
Instantaneously.
Yeah, exactly. And it's solid. It's good to go. And it's all free. So let's continue here, though, with you and your thoughts. Brian is listening in Nashua, and I presume that's New Hampshire. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've been in Nashua for a while. I haven't been able to tune into you guys. Just touching upon the Bitcoin app or the Bitcoin phenomenon. The criticism of that is that, oh, well, who's creating the units of currency? That means it's prone to hacking. And I know that they do have this, and I did study it briefly, and they do have this centralization of like a mining type thing where they have to go through some different algorithm. So it's supposed to mimic the actual supply of what gold would do. Now, I'm not sure how accurate that is. Or like that,
not really. But
well, the mining process helps, verify the blockchain and to create, a verification process for the transactions that have occurred and that kind of thing. And it's a way to reward the people that essentially, provide the infrastructure to the Bitcoin sending and receiving.
Nobody can just pull a trigger and
there's no hacking Bitcoins.
Right.
Bitcoins are completely uncounterfeitable. That no one has successfully counterfeited them, and it's unlikely with the 256-bit encryption or whatever they've got that they could be hacked by any computer that exists today.
Plus, there's no back door. There's no way that some designer can go in and crank out some bitcoins and add them to his wallet or anything like that, because the whole thing's an open source project. So it's auditable by anybody who has the programming know-how to get in there and check out the code.
I absolutely actually am not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that's the criticism that I hear.
I see.
As if they say that the computer units created by the Federal Reserve on the web on the stroke of a thumb is somehow more secure in their bank account. It's quite a paradigm.
Well, it's just a misunderstanding, and that's why I'm glad you brought it up so we had the chance to address that here. What else did you want to share?
Well, I want to actually go back to that other caller. I kind of like how you actually confronted him on like, well, we need a central government. We just need that federal institutionalization of force to just kind of, tell us what to do, because we can't really think for ourselves. It's either a small government or a state government or without even a state government at all. Obviously, that goes into a much farther spiral here. But the fact of the matter is, everything that the federal government does at this point is suppress commerce. When they had the Constitution, they wrote regulate commerce because it meant to make regular, not to prohibit the free exercise of commerce.
Hmm.
So I think it's been an interesting concept that today that they basically went against the exact meaning of the Commerce Clause to mean let's restrict commerce by promoting the regulation of commerce. And I wanted to actually get you guys' thoughts on that and how people, societally adapted to that and why they have.
How people have societally adapted
because things, there are realities in your life, and one of the realities in our life is the federal government, and there's little that we can do about it. So you might as well like it. Also, from a human standpoint, from a sort of survival, a psychological survival
standpoint.
You
just have to deal with it. You don't have to like it.
You might as well like it from a psychological survival standpoint. I'm not suggesting that you do.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that that's why people do.
I gotcha.
Also, people have felt threatened in the past, and they have, therefore wanted to fight back, whether that was World War I, World War II, whatever the situation was that people sacrificed their lives and their children, and some would claim that no one can sacrifice their children, but I think that you raise them in an environment where that kind of thing would be acceptable. as the case may be. So, I mean, you know, when somebody you love or you have willingly put your life on the line for some organization, obviously you're going to want that to mean something. You want that to be a meaningful thing. So, therefore, you have to lionize that organization. At least make that organization better than all the rest. Sadly, the United States has been slipping down the economic freedom charts from, I think it's 8 and 18, as it's, you know, in different different charts. And also freedom of the press, I think we're 47, the United States government. So, I mean, you know, the United States, sadly, isn't the freest place in the world anymore.
Oh, right, absolutely. And the charts you're speaking of is by the Cato Institute and the World Bank. So I am familiar with speaking with.
The Economic Freedom Charts
Institute and
there's
the Heritage Foundation.
Free the World Foundation. Is that the Fraser one?
That's Fraser Institute, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I was not aware of those.
Okay.
Similarly, the whole adaptation and, you know, like, I guess the conditioning to loving the federal government is that our history has, you know, been swayed. It's been altered.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he who wins the war writes the history books, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
obviously the history in this country is heavily swayed towards the federal government. Of course, the government runs the schools, so they get to indoctrinate the youth to the idea that the government is necessary and government is good and that it's thanks to the government that the things are the way they are. But I think at some level, even though, Mark, you know, people have been acclimated to it, I don't think they like it. I don't think most people like being...
Congress's approval rating at 9%.
Right. So there's plenty of evidence.
I mean, that's about all the politicians at that point.
So, hey, Brian, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. That's where I disagree with you, Mark. I don't think they like it. Maybe they, you know, they still feel the swelling in their hearts when they hear a national anthem or see the flag, but that's just programming. They don't like being ruled. They don't like being told what to do, unless they do, but I don't know those people.
I like that patriotic stuff myself.
I don't.
I'm fine. You don't. That's cool. But what people need to understand when they look at that stuff is that the politicians hide behind that. That is the bunker from which they do their evil. If you don't like the term Washington, D.C., just interpret that as the United States, because frankly, that's what it is. Washington, D.C. is the United States, and it rules over the rest of us.
Yeah, I agree that you know, you look at the rest of the world, and most people in America would acknowledge what our previous caller acknowledged, and that is that the European Union, those different governments there, the people of those states, not better off. Even the government's not better off, you know, because of the European Union. Same thing with the Soviet Union. I mean, who would deny that things are better in general?
Generally, a bigger government is a worse government. And it's arguable the United States government is the largest government the world has ever seen.
So most people in the United States can see that Soviet Union breaks up, things get better. The European Union has made things worse. But they have a hard time. Is it myopic? You know, vision's myopic? Have a hard time seeing what's happening here from the same perspective. The federal government is just a huge parasite, and it's worse than that because it's actually damaging actively people and hurting peaceful people and stealing, and they need to go away. We need to have secession sooner rather than later. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here in this live Saturday edition. But if you make the call now, we might be able to get your call in at 855-450-FREE. If you don't get in tonight, that's all right. We have a live Sunday show. Mark, you'll be here tomorrow night with Stephanie, and y'all will take as many calls as you possibly can. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, would suggest that you become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program is a big factor in how Free Talk Live has made it this far. We, as we mentioned earlier tonight, are celebrating our 10th full year of producing this radio program. Mark, you and I were with it from the very beginning. You took a short break in the middle, middle portion of the show's, the early portion.
Yeah, I got fired.
Well, it wasn't my doing.
Nope.
But you're here now, and everything's been great, and it's been fantastic. But it's the AMP program that's really helped propel Free Talk Live, and that's where you, the listener, can become a supporter of the show and help us market, advertise, and promote AMP, advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations around the country and also bring new internet listeners on board. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there and use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. You get perks as well. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to you about what you want. Jamal's in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jamal.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hear you guys talking about big government, and I can't stand big government.
Okay.
Hands down. And it starts with the Obama administration, first off. Okay? My issue with them is they're a Democratic Party, right?
So I heard.
We all know what they stand for.
Do we?
You know,
I don't know if I know what the Democrats or Republicans stand for.
Yeah,
do
I don't
you?
Think any of that as a given.
Well, my whole whole thing is just they're all on the left side of things here. And the thing that everyone seems to overlook is that they're responsible for the world's single largest transfer of wealth in the history of the entire world, like the entire universe.
Tell me about that.
He took all that money from the taxpayers' pockets and gave it right over to those fat bankers. You know, that really
about the bailouts.
Now, actually, the TARP bailouts, the TARP funds started under Bush, and
but they both did it.
And it started under Bush. Obama was the stimulus. Obama campaigning. The word changed,
TARP stimulus.
Right?
Wait, so did Bush give money to the
Bush
banks?
Bush did the TARP. Obama did the stimulus. So Bush gave money to the bankers. Obama gave money to, you know, basically
the union car companies,
union cronies, and state government.
So Obama never cut checks to the bankers?
I don't believe that.
Interesting.
It may have continued.
Big time.
He did?
Yes, he did. And he gave it all to them in monopoly money.
Sure. Well, they just printed out.
Yeah, it's pretty much monopoly money.
I'm with you, Jamal. Why are you concerned, though? I mean, you're up in Toronto. Does it really affect you that much there?
Yeah, because I go to the States like 3 times a year.
I see. That's got to be annoying. What's worse, is it the Canadian border guards or the U.S. border guards?
Oh, well, obviously the U.S. ones. They're pissed off all the time. They searched me really invasively once.
Thanks for the call, Jamal. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
I don't think it's obvious. I mean, the Canadian ones you know, gave me the once-over, that's for sure.
Michael's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was interested.
Really hard to hear you. Make sure you talk right into your phone.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was interested in talking about the federal government, big government. And,
real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys have the Constitution right there, you know?
We've got the Bill of Rights handy.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Amendment 10, you know, that limits...
That would be part of the Bill of Rights.
Are you talking about Article 10?
Yeah, Bill of Rights, right,
okay.
That limits the federal government to what they can do.
Right. Yeah, how'd that work out?
That didn't work out at all, did it?
Right.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, it's so far beyond the Constitution, it's not even funny. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
So what are you going to do about it?
I can't really do anything about it because, we have a Federal Reserve and the whole economic system that is, playing into fascism, okay, and hiding behind, you know, whatever things that, like presidents of the United States and parties, they play one on the other, but they have complete control.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a plan?
You know,
why does
everybody in every presidential cabinet and on down the line, clear to the, you know, the cleanup lady in the White House, belong to the CFR? You know, why
that's
is that?
The Council on Foreign Relations. Now, can you define what the CFR is?
The Council of Foreign Relations is it's like part of the Security Council of the United States. Most people belong to the Council of Foreign Relations that belong to the Security Council of the United States. And so what they...
It's a private club, right? It's not actually
a
governmental...
The Security Council of the United
States. Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And it's made up of very wealthy people, and most of them have their hands in the control of the United States.
It's basically one of those clubs kind of like the Bilderberg group, right? Like it's a bunch of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's European. But
well, the Bilderbergs have members from all over the world.
Oh,
but,
yeah, right. And there's a lot of them here.
Now, is the Council on Foreign Relations, is that only American folk that are in that, or is that also an international group?
So
you don't even know.
I don't.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Look, I'm not saying I disagree with him. I mean, I think that mysterious groups of power elites, probably not good things going on there.
When you have a powerful centralized government apparatus, then that powerful centralized government apparatus is not going to pander to the middle class well, it'll pander to them, but it won't actually give power to the middle class or the average individual. The idea
people who have power aren't going to get power away at all.
The idea that that they've got more laws than an individual can read in four lifetimes, and somehow they're worried about the little guy, is really kind of ridiculous to me. You know, they do what they want. They hide it in the words of the law. I mean, it's a rule. It's essentially rule, you know, by the lobbyists of the lawyers for the military-industrial complex. I mean, it's not of the people, by the people, for the people anymore. If it ever was.
Got Dave in Humboldt County, California, listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, I always value your show, but tonight I would like to take big issue with the main tenor of what I'm hearing.
Okay.
That is to say, a big government, when it's run efficiently, can be a most excellent way of meeting the needs of the people. And I see several examples.
I don't think you can have excellence.
Tell me the example.
Yes, I'd like to point out that, like, take example of health care. When it is handled by Medicare, the overhead cost of Medicare is somewhere around 1-1.5%. They do pay right on time, the doctors and whatnot. They're very efficient. Health care now, as it's in the big special interest, have billionaire board of directors, big deductibles, overcharging the people that need health care, finding there's all kinds of exclusions. None of that would apply in Medicare. Same thing
now,
with
I
the
found
VA.
Let me address that if I could.
Soldiers and sailors.
Let me hop in real quick and address that if I could.
Trying to make billionaires richer at the top.
Dave, hold that thought. Mark wants to jump in
right
here.
Lots of companies have lots of people that make lots of money at the top end, and they produce good products that people want, and that's why they buy them. What often I hear from doctors and people in the medical industry is that they believe that the Medicare and Medicaid payouts are way too low, and therefore what you're finding is people that put 10 years of their life in school on top of college. This additional amount of schooling that goes in, maybe it's on top of high school. Anyway, this is an incredible amount of schooling that they go through in order to get there, and the great deal of money that they spend, they don't feel like it's worth it anymore. So you don't find the best and the brightest going into doctrine, and they're leaving. So what you find is that these lower payouts that Medicare and Medicaid give provide mediocrity.
But what do you find with the big corporate insurance company with people that
nothing good?
Well, the reason
corporate insurance sucks.
Overcharging the hell out of the people that sign up with them.
Agreed.
I agree with you. Insurance is a messed up system, and it's thanks to the state.
Insurance got its foothold with the 90% tax bracket that existed from the federal government at one point. The fact is that a business can give essentially tax-free money to its employees by providing the medical insurance plan. And if the federal government wasn't taxing people so heavily, they would have just paid their employees the money, and they could have gone out and bought their medical insurance as they did previously.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. I don't know if I believe his claim about Medicare having a 1.5% overhead. That seems really unbelievable, knowing how government is inefficient and government is really bloated.
There
expensive.
Is a lot of money in medicine. I couldn't tell you. I've heard
welfare programs have 60 or 70% overhead, not 1%.
I've heard the same.
But, you know, even if it was 1%, it'd still be immoral because they're forcing people to fund the system. If there was a charity that had a 1% overhead, it would get all kinds of contributions because it was so efficient. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality.
That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.